Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grimes rises and hits. We're tied at 126.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. There it was last night. Kate Scott on the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia as the Sixers come back there, tie the game with the Wizards. They'd go on to win it in overtime. How about the Sixers, Hugh? 4-0. Tyrese Maxey, I mean, very early.
Glad but I got that jersey before he blew up.
There you go. How about Tyrese Maxey?
He ain't returning nobody phone calls after this.
I mean, four games in. MVP front runner at this point?
I mean, the season's still early, but I'm excited to see what I've been seeing with the Sixers. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's one of those things where they're fun to watch, and I think that's what it needs to be.
Yeah, last night, 39 for Maxey, 22 for Quentin Grimes off the bench. Joel Embiid, 25 points in 23 minutes. Still not moving great out there, but at least able to score a little bit. And, your reaction on the Sixers getting off to a 4-0 start. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. And it's weird because coming into this season with the Sixers, I feel like, yeah, we were excited to watch the young guys. We're excited to watch Maxey, certainly excited to watch Edgecombe. But, I don't think there were many expectations for this team this year. You don't know what to expect from Embiid, how many games he's going to play. Paul George, who knows what he's going to give you this season. But I'll tell you what, Hugh, I look at this team, and I know it's only four games, but you look around the Eastern Conference, Jason Tatum is hurt, out for most of the year, if not the whole year. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton's done for the season already. There's no overpowering team in this conference. Basically, the Knicks, it's the Cavs, mm-hmm. and everybody else is just kind of in the same grouping. I'm not lowering expectations to think that this team can't do anything this year. I'm raising expectations. I think this is a Sixers team that could compete for an Eastern Conference championship this season. Whoa. Do you agree? Are you raising your expectations?
Brace. No, I'm enjoying the season, Tom. See, this is where you get your feelings hurt. You know, you jump all in. You just meet somebody. You already buying flowers. You
I'm picking back out on the Sixers.
You picking out like wedding venues and all that other good stuff, man. Pump your brakes, man. Enjoy this honeymoon period. Enjoy this period of getting to know the person that you just met.
And they've hurt me before too.
Yeah,
I'm getting back with the girl that cheated on me.
You already picking out a suit to wear to the wedding, man. Enjoy the time that you're spending with this Sixers team, and see what happens towards the end. But I tell you this. It's fun to watch the young guys play. It's fun to see Tyrese Maxey emerge as a young star. It's fun to see VJ Edgecombe cut his teeth in the NBA. Four games in, man. It's a lot of games to play.
There is, but there's a lot of talent on this team.
Yes, it is, man, and they're playing well. And Joel Embiid is becoming more of a role player. Now, he had a good spot the other day, but I think that they're really trying to load management him as much as they possibly can.
And that's the way Embiid's best suited to be, because we've seen in the postseason, like, you can't run your offense through Joel Embiid in the playoffs. Like, it's different. Yeah. In the regular season, it's easier to play through a big man like that. In the playoffs, it's just too hard. You need guys on the ball who can score, who can create, do stuff like that by themselves. Maxey can do that. Edgecombe can do that. You're going to get Jared McCain back soon, who we forget how great he was before he got injured last year. And that's what, like, and I'm... This is the best part about this team, is I don't need Joel to be MVP Joel.
Mm-mm.
I don't need Paul George to be a star. I just need, can Paul George come and give me 18 points a game? Give me 18 points a game in 32 minutes. That's what I need from Paul George.
This is what I'm worried about with Nick Nurse and this team right now, is when whatever is going on with Paul George and Joel Embiid gets up to speed, how is that going to affect the young guys when they get back? Well, the young guys now that are playing, you know, and – you kind of worry about that a little bit.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be adjustments to the roster with how they go throughout the season. But with Joel, I mean, I think they figured out a way to work. Paul George, I don't think Paul George is a guy who is necessarily tough to play with. Like, he's not a guy who needs the ball a ton. And, yeah, if we're in the Western Conference, I'm probably looking at it and saying, yeah, the Sixers, hey, they have no chance. It's going to be really hard to do something with all the great teams. But you look at the East stinks. And I do think they have a legit chance. I'm raising my expectations. I think the Sixers can compete for a conference championship this year. And what do I feel? Am I getting ahead of myself? 215-592-9494. Hugh thinks I'm getting out in front of it here. Kyle, where do you fall on this? Are you raising expectations? Are we looking at potentially Eastern Conference championship this year? Jump in.
I refuse to do it, because I think what is making me have the most fun is that I don't have expectations. I'm just kind of this season.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm at, man. You just want to enjoy the games. See what the young guys do. See what VJ, how he grows.
It's very fun, actually.
That's a loser's mentality, man.
Well, fine. We've been losers for a while.
That's true.
I'm looking.
The other mentality didn't work for us.
Honestly, like, I'm looking toward the future. I don't want to make myself angry about this team being that they're so young if they fall short of, like, too high of expectations. So keeping the expectations low. I'm keeping the expectations off. I just want to see the young kids play, have fun, develop. We'll talk about expectations next
year. Well, what if it's 7-0?
Nope.
Like, how much would it take? What would it take for you to get to that point?
Oh, man.
Nothing?
I don't want to do it. I can't get there.
Oh, my God. Just... what's happening to you, Kyle? You're letting the top three off the hook for the Phillies.
Yeah.
You're not expecting anything from the Sixers.
What is happening?
Come on, jump in, man.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. When I heard Kyle say he was letting the top three off the hook a few weeks ago, I wanted to punch my radio.
I don't agree with that, but I do. I kind of see where Kyle was going with this. I haven't watched any of it, but my alerts have been going on my phone off on, like, every night that the Dodgers are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the alerts that went off the other day was, this is probably the most viewed, it's turning out to be the most viewed World Series in life.
It's been a great World Series.
It has.
And people have been talking about it. Like, I've been ear hustling a little bit. People have been talking about it. Man, it's been pretty good. You've been getting some phenomenal pitches. I think it was Yamamoto.
Yamamoto.
Yeah, he's been on, man. Listen, since that one time we rocked him, he's been on fire.
Yeah, and just one quick thing on the World Series as far as it pertains to the Phillies, because I know Rob Thompson's managing was a big topic after the series. I get it, and I think some of the decisions were questionable for sure, but can we all at least agree that walking Ohtani was the right move? Like, can we at least look at it now and say, this guy's, like, ridiculous? You obviously walk him in that spot. I mean, come on. That criticism was crazy to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the guy's insane. And he's having an incredible series. And game five tonight, 2-2 series, should be fun to watch. But want to know if you're raising expectations for the Sixers. Do you believe this team can legitimately compete in the East? I do. I look at this conference. This conference stinks. I mean, it's really bad. It's the Knicks. It's the Cavs who choke in the playoffs every year. And then it's kind of wide open. And if the Sixers can get reasonably healthy with Embiid and George, get McCain back, This is one of the most talented teams, if not the most talented team in the conference. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So if you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And also, do you believe the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? I do. Hugh does not. So you're welcome to join us to talk about that as well. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Ricky in Mount Airy. What's up, Ricky? Yo, Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky, come on.
Ricky, come on, man.
Ricky, the moment was too big for Ricky.
Too big for him again. Let's go to Self. What's up, Self?
TK. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Self?
TK, one of the biggest things I learned in life is to protect my peace. And one of the ways to protect my peace is by not having no expectations. When you have expectations, that's how you get that down. So, no, I don't have high expectations on the Sixers. However, I do like the way they're balling as young boys because they run on the floor like basketball is supposed to be played, like it's played on the playground. You can't do that with Joel and Bum on the field. If you look at it, when he was on the court, they was down like 16, like they were losing. No matter how many points he scored, because that's all he's ever concerned with. The moment they took him out, the young boys went on a run. That's what you have to do. You have to minimize his play and get that bum off the floor as fast as you can and let them young boys ball. Now, allow me to toot my own horn for a minute. I sent out a couple texts before the Eagles game the other day, and I said, to beat this game, the Eagles should spread the field using three receivers and run off tackles. What did they do the second play of the game? They spread the field. They ran off tackles. And Saquon took his 68 yards. Like, I don't know. I call this station all the time, and I get criticized and crucified for my takes. But my takes be real, and they come true. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what was your take? What was your take,
Sal? Often terrible.
Yeah.
Often terrible.
What was your take that came true?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My take was run off tackle, spread the field, run off tackle, and that's how you're going to beat the Giants Sunday.
It's kind of a broad exactly take.
What a great take.
Seriously.
That's not a broad. Wasn't nobody thinking about running off tackle or spreading the field.
Yeah, because
running.
Nobody cares.
Now, I'm going to say nobody cares until they win, right? But I'm going to say that.
Congratulations,
Tyrese
Self.
Maxey, because this station particularly crucified Maxey and was saying that he's not a number one player that can lead them, all this stuff.
Who's criticizing Tyrese Maxey?
He's also definitely still not the best player on a championship team. We can be realistic.
Well, not yet.
Listen, y'all said he couldn't lead that team. Y'all said he needed Joel Embiid. That the Sixers needed Joel Embiid. and they don't. And he's proving y'all wrong, just like Jalen proving y'all wrong.
They have won four games. Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's a little early to prove anything.
This station is like a woman. Like, you always do this analogy.
Oh, no.
And this station is like a woman. Every time you do something nice for her, she moved a goalpost, and you got to do more. That's what y'all do to Jalen.
That sounds like a you problem.
That feels a little disrespectful.
Not all women are that way.
I mean, this has just been a terrible phone call from top to bottom. I appreciate it, as always.
As usual with you. As long as I agree with you, it's a great phone call.
You sound like a moron today.
My actor, well, you are a moron every day. My actor that I'm going to go with is Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger.
That was a good guess.
That is a good guess, but it is incorrect. So, appreciate the call. Running off tackle was his prediction, and they ran for a touchdown. I don't think that counts as his prediction came true, honestly. And who's criticizing Tyrese Maxey? Like, Tyrese Maxey...
I think he's talking about last year.
What was the criticisms of him last year? Well, I feel like everything was a disaster last year.
I think last year there was some conversation about whether or not Tyrese could be a leader of a squad.
And I think that's fair to question whether he can be like the best player of a championship team. But I think Maxey's a legit star in the league. And, you know, he's one of these guys where if we're looking at reasons why we should raise expectations and reasons why we should expect more from this team, I think Maxey's at the top of the list because you look at his career, Hugh. I mean, every single year he's been in the league, he's made a significant jump year over year, except for last season. Last season, hey, he was hurt. The team was a complete disaster. And I know it's only four games, but man, he looks like he's in great shape, first off. I mean, he played 47 minutes last night on the second night of a back-to-back. He's scoring at will, and he's like really turned into a leader. Like, he said he wanted to establish a new culture, and it looks like he's doing that with
this team. Yeah, and then when you look at what OKC was able to do last year with the young guys and the team camaraderie. I mean, that's something to be excited about. You know, you got these young guys out there doing their thing, and Joel Embiid is going to be a piece of that. But I think his role is going to change. Just enjoy it. I think the hardest thing for us to do as fans a lot of times, and that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm a therapist. I'm here to try to get you to calm down and get you right. I am here to make you think a little bit deeper. But just enjoy it. Enjoy the honeymoon. Enjoy dating. You know, every time, like, since we're using analogies, ladies and men, you ain't got to tell somebody right at the gate you trying to get married, you dating for a purpose. Slow your ass down, because most of the time, everybody, they just trying to get to know you.
But that's
get to know the squad.
But that's part of the fun, though. If you're falling in love, you want to fall all the way in love.
No, but you know what? When you start talking about getting married and the plan that you have for the next couple, ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
I'm thinking about going out and buying a ring.
I'm just trying to figure out whether or not you crazy. That's it. I'm just trying to figure out what your crazy is. Because at this age, when you're dating, and you got to figure out what that person's crazy is.
Yeah.
And if your crazy and her crazy match up.
Well, what's the Sixers crazy?
Right now, Joel Embiid is probably, and I'm not taking a shot at him, but I'm just saying he's a little delusional in where he is as a player right now.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame player, but he's a little delusional.
I just want to do both. I think we can enjoy it, and we can also have some expectations for this team.
Can't be marrying the first girl you meet.
Yeah.
Can't marry the first girl you meet.
The conference is just so bad.
Can't marry the first girl you meet.
So bad.
I'm just saying. Male or female. Can't marry the first person.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
TK, you're going to get crushed in new people today.
I'm always going to get crushed in new people.
Is.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yeah, apparently I already am.
Oh, isn't they running on him right now?
Awesome.
Also, Hugh, just keep your front door light out on Friday night.
I always do, Jeff. I always do. I get mad at my daughter when you turn on the door. You turn the light on for? Turn the light off.
Yeah, man.
There's no sign like "Don't come to this house" than the guy who has his light off.
Just make it seem like you're just not home. You don't want to piss them off too much. So you know. So I kind of align with you also, Hugh, on this with the Eagles. TK, the way you phrased the thing, are they clearly the best team? No. They're trending up. I still think they're the best team, but it's not by much over Detroit. They're trending up, though, especially these last two or three games. Well, two games. And I think the Detroit Lions might end up fizzling out by the end of the year. Not fizzling out like completely falling out, just saying they're putting an awful lot of energy into their wins right now. And I just
see Jeff season
similar to last year.
They see it like they're a physical squad, dog.
They are
physical.
They are, but their track record tells you, I mean, they are gonna fizzle out by the end of the year. That's typically what's happened. And like last year, and I think Dan Campbell's a good coach. But I also think, while he's one of their biggest strengths, I also think he's one of their weaknesses. Like, last year, the fact that he – I still can't believe he played his guys in that game against San Francisco. That was an unbelievably bad decision at the end of the season.
That's kind of what I'm leaning towards. Also, TK, with the Sixers, again, with you, don't get your expectations up too high. Man, just sit back and enjoy it, because we haven't – this team has let us down so many times in the last 10 years. Just enjoy what they're doing. And if I were the Sixers, I would load management Joel in game, not each game, like take a whole game off. Just keep him, if he could play down in the blocks, if he would, he just doesn't want to. That would be a lot better. Let these other guys run the floor. I just hate it when he runs the floor sometimes because he's too slow now. And I think that holds him back, basically like Self said. He just holds him back too much.
Well, yeah, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call. And that is one of those things where and we were having this discussion a little bit before the show. But like, I don't know if I would say they're fully better without Embiid, but I do think that there's an element of the Sixers where they can play a style that's better suited to them when he's not on the floor. Like, they can run more, they can get out in the open floor, and I do feel like when he is out there, it does slow them down a little too much to their detriment with them beating the Sixers. So hopefully they can get it figured out and how to best kind of utilize him when he's on the floor. But when he's off, it is nice that they don't fall apart anymore the way that they used to. Is now they can run. Maxey and Edgecombe do get out in the open floor, and it is good to have young players like that. We're able to do those kind of things.
Yeah, young and spry. They look like they're having fun, man. And that game last night, for them to chip away at the victory the way that they did and going to overtime, that was pretty impressive. I like that. And you know what? After I saw that, one of the first things I thought about was, I'm going to have fun watching this team this year.
Yeah.
That's it. Just have fun watching them. I'm already trying to figure out what dates I want to go to the games and you know, try to go to the game and just take my son and just have fun watching the Sixers.
Yeah, and they're fun to watch again. And that is at least the first hurdle to clear here as we look forward to the future. Let's go to Joe Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, when you listen to Embiid's post-game comments last night, that's the reason this team will never win. It's all about him. Everything's about him. I call it the Embiidismit error. And they're never going to win, TK, with this guy. Ever.
But, Joe, this is the thing. He's not the focal point of the team anymore. Like, he's on the team.
He will be when he's on the court with George when they slow the pace down. He will be. He's going to get 30 minutes a night once they ramp this up. You should hear his post-game comments. He's tired of the leash being on him already. He doesn't care about the other players doing well. It's all about him.
Well, you should
play it. He is an awful teammate. He's absolutely going to kill this team's momentum by being on the court 30, 35 minutes, taking minutes from Bone off the court, slowing down their pace, their defensive frenetic way they play, and just ball movement and spacing. I'm with every other car, TK. I don't know what you see. He is a clown on the court. He has no lateral movement. He can't jump off 2 feet.
Well,
ridiculous. He can score when they give him the ball, but other than that, he does nothing.
If you've listened to me before, you would know I'm not a Joel Embiid apologist here. Like,
how do you consider him a winner and them going to a conference
because
final?
I don't think he is a terrible player, and I don't think he's the focal point of the
truth,
team.
Joe.
Like, if Tyrese Maxey is the guy who's the focal point, why would they do that, Joe?
Don't back off.
He's not going to be healthy probably anyway. Tyrese Maxey is the focal point of the team at this point.
Yell at him louder, Joe. Yell at him louder. Get him right.
Drop Adam Matt to the mix now, TK. Now, what are you going
to
say?
So, Joe, what would you like to do? What would you like to do with him? You can't trade him. So what do you want to do? You just want to bench him and get him off the floor? Is that a good use of your money?
So they're not going to be a title contender then, Tom?
Don't back just, off of him now, Joe Giddey.
Stop now, Tom.
They're 4-0, Joe. Let's have a little fun, man.
Yes, with Embiid not playing at all in the fourth quarter, correct?
I love my job.
That's not going to happen,
Maybe
TK.
They found their formula. Maybe that's what
the
they do.
The formula would be not to play him, but he's not going to allow that. Please play his post-game comments on the air.
We'll try to track him down for you, Joe.
And they were horrible. They're all about him.
Okay.
All of it.
Okay. There you go. I 4-0, disappointing start. I get it.
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth, TK.
Right. Okay.
I love watching I love watching Grimes. I love watching Edgecombe and Maxey running the floor, creating space, dishing, not just pound, 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 dribble, 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 pound, pound, pound,
pound
or
pound.
Get me the ball and I just hold it for 10 seconds. That's not what this team's about. They'll be more successful without Embiid on the court.
Okay. I got you, Joe. What do you got on the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles are not the best team yet. Let me see what they do against the Lions and Packers and the Cowboys. I do think Nakobe does help a lot with stopping the run. I think getting Nolan Smith's going to help. But they have to stop the run. You can't be letting up 4 or 5 yards a pop average on this team. You got to get their defense off the field. This bend but break, great red zone defense holding teams out of the end zone. You're not going to do that against the teams like the Lions and the Packers with great running games with Jacobs and the duo in Detroit. Just not going to happen. So they're in the mix. But until they get that run defense squared away, they're not the top team. I would take the Lions and the Packers over them right now because they actually do stop the run better and they have a better running game right now.
I hear you, Joe. What do you got for
a winner?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm going to go outside the box because everyone's going to think it's one movie and one actor, but I'm going to go with Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween.
You know what? Somebody else went with that. That's not a bad guess, but that's not it.
That is
damn.
Good job, though, Joe. Good way to get after TK.
Good call, Joe. Appreciate the call. I mean, why are we being so – we're 4-0, and all Joe wants to do is scream about Embiid. I'm not an Embiid defender. I get extremely frustrated with him, but I'm 4-0. Let's be excited. Let's be happy.
Let's be honest. You know, money drives a lot of decisions in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid makes a lot of money. Paul George makes a lot of money. And whenever both of those guys get healthy, they're probably going to try to integrate themselves into the offense. And that's the problem, is what's going to happen when you try to integrate those two players into the offense. And how is that going to, handicap the growth of the young guys?
But, okay, we could look at it that way, and I get
I mean, that's the way you should look at it.
Right. I understand those concerns, but I also think, there is an element to this where, okay, can we not integrate these guys successfully? I mean, Paul George, and I'm not the biggest Paul George fan, he's not a difficult guy to play with, though. I mean, he basically, have him play off ball.
I'm curious about what Joe was talking about, because I didn't hear the post-game cuts, so we're going to try to get those, but I'm curious to hear what he said, because I know the other night he was talking something about playing minutes and not getting a lot of minutes, and he got more minutes last night. So I'm curious to see what he says, because I think that this team, when you look at it now, it's for the young guys. And when you look at the NBA and you look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, the young guys, it's their time. And they're moving away from the big three and things like that. They're moving back. It feels like they're moving back towards, team ball.
Right.
So I think that it's important to try to have that dynamic on this squad.
Yeah, and that's what I disagree with Joe. I think his idea was, once Embiid's off a minutes restriction, they're just going to revert back to running everything through him.
Well,
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, here's the reality of what we saw in a small sampling size. Embiid complained about playing time. He played, 3 minutes the other night? And then he played 23 minutes
last night. Yep.
So he does still have some pull on the squad, and you worry about that.
Yeah, but they're ramping him back up. They're trying to, I guess, gradually increase his minutes, but we'll see how progresses moving forward. We'll keep all your calls going on the other side on the Eagles and the Sixers. Plus, I have a name to throw out there for the Eagles at the trade deadline. We're all familiar with this guy. A guy I think this would be an interesting move. And a funny piece of audio.
That's what we're doing today.
Man, Kyle, the disrespect continues. And a piece of audio from Vic Fangio's presser about the trade deadline. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here. And you know what that means, comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings heat to your table like Hatfield Essentials Chorizo. Picture this, cheesy chorizo dip bubbling on your table or in a pot of hearty chili. Speaking of chili, Rhea made some chili, man. I just want y'all to know it was tasty. Now, she ain't even make it that many times, and I Next time, I'm going to give her some chorizo to kind of put in it so it'd be even tastier. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care into every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.